Welcome to today's broadcast of Power Walk. We're so glad that you've decided to join us today as we continue with our current series titled The Heart of a True Worshipper. Author and teacher, Pastor Paul Cannings has been taking us through a study on worship over the last 2 weeks, and today he brings us the concluding sermon in this series. Understanding God's expectations and how He worked with the people of Israel in this area of worship, He urges us not to think of time wasted, but to begin today to make necessary choices in our lives to prioritize reading God's Word in order to know, love, and worship Him more. Here's Dr. Cannings right now with today's message titled, God Sees the Heart.
Don't give God your leftovers. The first fruits are two things in the Bible. They're the choicest and the best.
Yes, sir.
You know where you see this is with Cain and Abel. Abel brought the best, the choicest. Cain, on his way to worshiping God at the altar, brought whatever he could pick up on the way. And God says, your heart is wrong. You know what your mom and dad taught you about giving, and you choose not to honor it. So you just picked up something on your way. Whereas Abel made a point to stop, to think, to organize, and to make a decision for God. What holds you? What caused you to hold on to your money on Sunday? What? The bills? God's been paying them for how many years and you're still worried about them? You're worried about whether or not you're going to make it? They have to learn to come in, organize their families, organize how things work. So when they came to God, they were ready and set to do what God says. Many of us don't budget. It ain't a lack of God. It's a lack of good stewardship. We got to have it. We got to have all the channels. Why? Some people have to have a 5,000 square foot house that are just two people. How many rooms do you need? What's the point? So we're chasing an American dream. It's been a nightmare for a long time. Don't you think you ought to reconsider the strategy you're using?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is a big thing to him because God is a giving God. All he knows to do is to give. If God ever stopped giving, we are a falling star.
Yes, we are.
That's all God does. He gives us air to breathe. He gives us food to eat. He makes the chicken fertile. He's constantly giving, 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 giving. So how could somebody come to him who is a giving God and tell him they can't give? The only reason they could give is because he's giving. So if a person has a right perspective of God, giving is something they automatically do. But if a person doesn't have a right perspective of God, then it's something they think they're doing. And God says, I want to change that because that's a heart of pride. The heart of pride is an independent heart from God. I did this. That's a heart of pride. A heart of humility is that God, you're doing everything and I thank you. Because I fight you. That's why there's holes in the purse. That's why your drinking never could be satisfied. That's why you could have wealth and you're still struggling to be happy. I've learned one thing in my life. You can't fight God.
No, sir.
That's a losing battle.
Yes, sir.
Number one, he's a spirit being, so how could you fight something you can't see? Here's the last point. I know you don't believe it, and you shouldn't, but here's the last point. Look at verse 48. Look at how pepped worship became after the giving was right. Look at how pepped up. Do you know your football teams require you giving, you know? Mm-hmm. Your basketball teams require you giving.
Yes, they do.
And then they expect you to do a pep rally. I called the Rockets. I said, let me surprise my wife since she likes basketball. And I get a season tickets. I called them. They said, $30,000. I said, me no speak English. Lord have mercy. $30,000. The woman goes, huh? I said, me no speak English. Like, bye. $30,000 for season tickets. I was going to ask her, which section is it?
Yeah.
But it actually doesn't matter. But at $30,000, and then you get in there and they charge you for food. You would think after $30,000, you bought the food. You don't get a parking space. You don't get no food with it. And then they expect you to go defense, 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 all this other stuff. Why am I going to be cheering you? You should be cheering me. They made it. They made it. That's what you should have done for $30,000. The team should be on the floor going, thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Because this is how I get to be paid $60 million. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what they should be doing. Not telling me, I asked for an autograph. You gotta pay. Pay! You should be signing everything. My shoes, my tie. Help me, somebody. And we celebrate it. We go buy flat screens so we can see their eyes. And jump up and down. And God is saying, what is the difference? Satan has created different worship services. And basically it's mimicking mine. You ever think they have the Lord's Supper and they start off with it? They give you pretzels and they give you something to drink, right? If they give you pretzels, you get salty. So you want what? Something to what? Drink. So they give you pretzels free because they get you to buy drinks. So you get the Lord's Supper. Then you got a DJ. That's the preacher. And then they expect you to dance and sing and have a great time. They don't care if you make it home. You get home, on the way home, you get called up for DWI. They don't help you. They made all the money. Same thing with games, football game, basketball. What do you have in the parking lot of a football game? The Lord's Supper. It's no different. Satan is a created being. He can't do anything new. And then when we finish, we get a ticket, we go in, and we sing praises to our team. We don't realize that what God is asking for, Satan gets out of us. So we can't say that God is asking us for something we can't do. We just don't have a heart for it.
Yes, Lord.
That's why these people, because of their respect for God, their heart kicked in. Then the gratitude was there. And then their service became a huge pep rally. Look at verse 46. And he says, in the days of David and Asaph, the ancient times, they were singers. They were leaders of singers. Now they're going to break it down. Before, they just had singers. Now they're going to tell you how the singers had a party. They were leaders of the singers. They were songs of praise. Hymns and thanksgiving songs. They were having a great time. Why? They now have worship. They now know God is pleased. So now we can really, really, really sing to God. Because we know He's accepted us in our worship to Him. And once He's accepted us, oh, it's a time to party. No different than what we do. No different. Oh, folks, the issue with worship today is our heart.
Yes, sir.
It's our heart. Where's our heart? Worship should never be routine. David was a man after God's own heart. What did David say? I can't wait to get into the house of God. Like a deer panted after water, so my heart panted after you. David couldn't wait because David was a man after God's own heart. God says, you can't build a temple, David. David says, okay, no problem, but I can sure get all the materials for the temple. David was the only king that ever said, here I am sitting in my palace looking at all these wonderful things that God has done, and God is sitting in a tent. How could that be? You see how happy God got in 2 Samuel? God got so happy. He said, I cannot believe that someone saw that. I brought them through the Red Sea. I took care of them in the wilderness. I watched over them walking around the walls of Jericho. I provided them land they did not have, food they did not have, clothes they did not have. How is it that they could find homes already built, cows already in the fields, land already planted? while, I never think to take care of me. But one king who had a heart for me said, yes, Lord. The issue in worship is our heart. We could go and shop. We could go watch the Titanic knowing it's going to sink. We already know the end of the movie. And watch it for 3 hours. I've seen some people love movies so much, they would pay for one movie and watch two or three of them. Be sneaking into the other thing. Heart. Seeing people take forever to get their hair done because they want to look good. Heart. We don't have a problem with time. We don't have a problem with money. We don't have a problem with sacrifice when our heart is in it. That's why God is saying the issue with worship is that we don't have a heart for Him. We have a heart for ourselves. We have a heart for our teams. We have a heart for all these different issues that our country faces. We got a heart for all of that. But when it comes to heart for His church, no. We got time. Come serve God. Man, Pastor, you know, I got so much to do. On whose time? Oh, folks, this nation under Artaxerxes, a powerful king, powerful army, army stationed everywhere, became a powerful nation because they did one thing. They decided to have a heart to worship Him. When they were a great nation under David, heart to worship Him. We don't struggle today because of all that's going on. We struggle today because the person who's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the person who reigns, the person who's supreme, does not receive the respect He deserves. Even though He keeps loving us.
Amen, Dr. Canes. Thank you for reminding us that God is such a giving God. All He knows is to give. And friends, may we take this challenge to make worship a central part of our lives. Now, if this series has been a blessing to you and you'd like to obtain a copy, then please give us a call at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. You're also welcome to visit us online at powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. And if you live in the Houston area and you don't have a church home, you're invited to join Reverend Cannings and his congregation at Living Word Fellowship Church. The church is located at 7350 T.C. Jester Boulevard in Houston. Sunday services start at 9:45 a.m. And now, remember, just as we've heard, God keeps on giving. May we in turn be steadfast in our worship of Him by giving Him our time, energies, and resources to please Him above all else.